Noon, The Joy of Juicing, the book from Gary Null with Shelley Null, an old title but a new concept, really, how to make healing drinks,
not just drinks, food,
exactly, drinks, soups, salad dressings,
entrees,
all the rest,
salads, soups, desserts, and where every single ingredient, no exception, has healing nutrients. That was the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
You see, here's how it comes down. If you were to eat a perfect diet, the likelihood is that you would not reverse most diseases. You would simply prolong the space in between the effect of the disease up to that point. You slow it down. And that's why when we're working with people, when I'm working one-on-one, I can see that they're doing everything they're supposed to do. You intensify that healing process. But for the average people, I never see. All the people that I never have a chance to speak to, they're not going to do that. So if I give them recipes and I built into the recipes items that really do more than just satisfy the appetite, but really enhance healing, stimulate energy, cleanse and detoxify, rejuvenate the cells, and they don't even know it. It's like one time I ate in a Chinese restaurant. It was actually a 80-year-old woman who started this little tiny restaurant. I mean, like 4 or 5 seats at tables. It was tiny. And she served some very delicate dishes. And I could not distinguish some of the taste. And I asked her, and she said, I put herbs in. She said, where we grew up, every dish had to have a healing herb in it. And I thought, how unique. And so I've always appreciated that input. So all the dishes here have healing elements. So if you're allergic to everything, you can have this. And now think about this. Think of the challenge of making desserts that most people are afraid to eat or feel guilty about eating because of all the calories and all the stuff is bad, but making one that doesn't have all the calories, doesn't have any dairy or sugar, wheat, or, and that is good for you. And that was the challenge. That took me more time. So what I did was I made a whole series. And my daughter lives upstate. And I gave her these. And I said, Shelley, take these around to the other women you know and their children and see the feedback. And she did and came up with winners. For instance, the banana almond bread. Forget it. You take that banana almond bread. I took this on a trip recently. In fact, I got to take a ton of this stuff because I'm going off to Africa for about a month. But I take this stuff with me, and there I'm on the plane, and I take out my banana almond bread, and it has a wonderful topping on it, and I start to slice it up, and the smell, you can just smell it. And suddenly this guy's looking at me like, God, that looks awful good.
I want a piece of that.
So I said to him, would you like to try this? He goes, yeah. And so I gave him a piece. And the trouble was, now everyone around had to have a piece. So I'm giving everyone. No one else gives a piece of any of the stuff they're eating. I wouldn't eat that stuff anyhow.
What do you mean? The little pine nuts aren't enough? The airplane nuts and the mystery cheese is not enough for you?
Well, they got a lot of this. So I always make extra when I go on a flight now. So the banana almond bread, you will love it. And what I do is I take a piece of this and I pour rice milk over it. And it's just fabulous. But gingerbread, cocoa, coconut frosting, and I put the cocoa, coconut frosting on everything. It's just a standalone frosting, and it's so rich tasting, and yet it has low calories. Spicy muffins, carrot walnut cake, raspberry crowned lemon tarts. Mm-mm. And almond butter cookies. Now, one of the things that I did also is a lot of parents tell me that when their kids go to school, they're kind of at the risk of, in fact, there was a couple the other day, a very nice couple. I have a lot of ultra-Orthodox Jewish people who come by the office because many are very, very conscientious about their health. In fact, one wanted to know about Parkinson's because one of the leaders of this particular movement is suffering from Parkinson's. And when I mentioned, you know that the number one side effect of Parkinson's drugs is tremors. And he says, I know. And I gave him some people to contact who have been helped with Parkinson's. And the mother said, you know, Gary, we're really conscientious about what our children need at home. But when they're not with us, they're in school, you know, what can you do? I said, well, there is something you can do, and here's what all of you can do. They're on page 188. It's called Living Protein Squares. The key is living. I made from medjool date, I made a little square with high quality protein and about 10 grams protein, very low calories, all the things they can have, bananas and vanilla and carob and flaxseed and even some green vegetable powder and unsaturated, unsweetened coconut and sunflower seeds and medjool dates. And I show how to make this, and then I put a honey peanut topping on it. And here, when they get hungry, instead of reaching for the snack in the school, you give them a Living Protein Squares. And if you get hungry someplace, you can take these. Also, I'm not even going to mention my date fudge brownies, because they go, I don't know, I don't even see people eating them. They go so fast into their mouth. And the pecan chewies, phenomenal. And carob power brownies. And then I get into the fun things like for summertime, raspberry melon pops, kiwi lime pops, tropical pops. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. Now I'm wanting to have the people share cherry fruit pops. You make these yourself. So easy. Mango fruit pops, lemon lime slush, pineapple orange slush, tropical ambrosia puddings. I have a whole bunch of puddings, and I have a strawberry compote with saffron flowers, and I have almond joy with soy milk and cherry grape canteen and healthy fondues and a red raspberry colas.
Gary, so healthy fondues are fondues not using cheese? Because fondue...
Oh, no, I don't use any cheese.
So folks who don't know about fondue, I guess it's Scandinavian.
Yes.
It's original form. It's a melted cheese in a pot, and then you take vegetables and other items and sort of dip them.
Mm-hmm.
Dip them into the pot. So what would you use as your substitute? A soy?
No, I didn't. And that's the fun part of it. I wanted to use different ingredients people were not used to because I want to expand people's repertoire. And so I look for items that I could get that have the consistency in the mouthfeel. Like instead of using what you would normally use, I used agar. And I used vanilla, and I used pitted cherries, and I used frozen bananas, and I used carob-flavored rice as a dessert. So there is no cheese and there's no soy, but it looks like, tastes like a fondue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to have every rest, including I have strawberry sundaes here. In fact, when I do a design of them, originally we were going to do a photograph of every one of them, but... it would have been too expensive, so I didn't do that. But I started and I made up these sundaes and banana splits. They're in the book. And they look just like, taste just like, as creamy, as rich, as sweet, as delicious as a regular junk food one. But mm-hmm. there's all healthy items in here. So you're getting things that you can relate to. Your family will love this. You'll love this. It brings a whole new sense of adventure to your cleansing, detoxing, rebuilding journey. It takes you on your program of wellness and gives you the tools that you need, because this is one of the missing links for a lot of people. Now they know what juices to do for what conditions. They wake up one morning, they got fatigue, you do this juice. You wake up with a headache, you can do this juice. If you got PMS pains, you got that juice. If you're suffering from menopausal hot night sweats, hot flashes, you can do this. If you got hormone imbalances as a man and low testosterone, well, I got a juice for it. It's called Raw Card. And all kinds of interesting things you can do. I mean, this thing is loaded. It's called The Joy of Juicing. It is the premium that we're offering today, and it will make a difference, and it's available only through BAI, and we'll get it right out to you as soon as the marathon is over, I guess.
Has completed, that's correct, and that's for a pledge of $75 by calling 212-209-2950. That, along with the subscription to WBAI, a full-year subscription to listener-sponsored radio, 99.5 FM WBAI. Again, the name of this program is Natural Living with Gary Nolan. Gary will be with us up until about 2:25 or so. He has to do more fundraising, so he will be shifting from us and moving down I-95 just a little bit. But right now we're asking you to go to your phones and dial us and pledge to this radio station, WBAI, to keep this station on the air, to keep Natural Living centrally located at 12 noon from 12 until 1 p.m. The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille follows at 1 o'clock, and he'll be with us next week with some special programming for you. But right now, the joy of juicing is yours for a pledge of $75, and it helps to keep this station on the air. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Pledge your support to WBAI and Natural Living.
And we have a full complement of folks in the tally room to take those calls. If the phone is ringing and ringing and ringing, they will try to get to you as soon as they can.
How many people can call in?
Well, I don't know. Probably in the neighborhood of 14, 15, something like that.
Yeah,
we have about 12, 13
right now.
12 or 13 on the line right now. A few people ringing in, not getting picked up. Folks will get to you. And remember, this is our thanks for the $75 pledge to WBAI and Natural Living. The Joy of Juicing, Gary Null and Shelley Null. A title that may be familiar from an earlier edition of the book that had a rather different focus, partly because the juicer had just really come into its own as a part of the kitchen, and a lot of people had sprung for a juicer but didn't really know what it could do and how it could enrich your life. This is a quantum leap beyond that, because it's dealing specifically with foods chosen to make you healthy, to keep you healthy, to reverse disease, to feed the body, and to promote healing, and that are delicious too. Dessert items, salad dressings, summer juices, since we're going into summertime fairly soon, a whole set of summer juices that will
over 40 summer juices.
And of course, the ever popular, and we'll find out, Gary, when we get a look at this one, because we have to find out how to make brain juice. That just sounds too exciting, but that will come in the fullness of time. But you can make your call right now. You can use MasterCard, Visa, or American Express if you have the plastic and want to use that. It's a $75 pledge, and our number here in the tally room is 212-209-2950. You can make that pledge, and we can get back to some regular programming, because I think there's at least another half hour.
Oh, yeah. We have a real good guest, Dr. Seth Farber on For Psychiatry, to conclude today's 1 hour. See, we have to do it in 2 hour halves and put them together for all the other non-commercial stations. And we're going to get to that issue today. I would like to see how many. I'd like to see us have about 50 pledges up. Do you know how many we have?
Well, there is some tally lag, so we don't know exactly where our tally is right now. But we do have 10 people calling in, 10 calls picked up. So I think we're moving at a pretty good pace for day one, at least this far into it.
Could I ask the publisher to send you down the copy? Is it not floating around someplace there?
Well, our mail has been coming later and later, so it may be outside. Maybe during the break, Michael and I will go and check and see if they've come in yet, so we can go over some of these recipes while they're in front of us.
Okay, well, I'm going to go refresh my juice. I'll be back in a minute so we can continue.
Okay, very good. So, as Gary said, he's doing his own personal radio marathon, something like 18 hours at a pop between three different radio stations, and it ain't over for him at 3 o'clock here. It's back down I-95, you said.
Yeah, and we're just beginning.
And we're just beginning.
Our fundraiser here, our spring fundraising drive, other radio stations, other parts of the Pacifica Network are already in fundraising, but we're beginning our spring fundraising drive right now, and we're encouraging you to become a part of this radio station. Regular membership to WBAI is $50, $25 as a student or senior citizen subscription, and you can make that pledge to this radio station via Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. The electronic funds transfer method, that's available to you as well if you'd like to do that. Talk to the people in Tally. It's a very quick process, and you're out the door, and you're on to the other business in hand, which is listening to Natural Living with Gary Null. So do give us a call now. There are calls. The switchboard is lit up with people calling, pledging, looking for this book, or just calling for basic membership, calling to pledge basic membership to WBAI to keep the station on the air, because that is ultimately what we have to do in each and every one of these fundraising drives. It is ultimately so that we can maintain the air frequency and the physical space so that we can continue broadcasting here at WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. 22 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We'll be going for another full hour, another half an hour, another 30 minutes of produced programming. Gary has taken a break, and he will be back with us in just a few moments, but Matthew and I are going to are taking this opportunity to encourage you to pledge to this radio station.
Of course, and you can become a member for $50. Make that basic pledge, especially for those of you who are rather new to the air and new to this program.
Surely.
$75, the joy of juicing. You can also give this as a gift. Remember, part of this this new edition is there's a whole section in here about children's drinks, you know, trying to, well, let's be frank, trying to give young people sort of the flash of junk food, but in a healthy form.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. A whole set of smoothie recipes and cake and pie crust recipes included in here. And, of course, from my perspective, most important of all is that it gets you back into the kitchen, which is, of course, not only the healthiest room in the house, should be the cleanest room in the house,
absolutely,
even more clean than the bathroom, but is also the most creative room in the house, even for those of you in creative fields. You know, it's making something for someone else or for yourself in that kitchen is better than therapy in a lot of ways. 212-209-2950. When Gary comes back, I'm sure when we get a look at the book, there's probably in the back some information about choosing a juicer, because there are so many different varieties, so many different kinds. Some of these recipes certainly adapt to those of you who use the Hamilton Beach, the old Hamilton Beach blender. Certainly some of them do, but many of them do not, simply because of the design of those old-fashioned blenders cannot properly extract juice from greens, leafy greens, which is very much at the heart of a lot of these recipes. So there's information, I'm sure there's information in there about that, information about, you know, that some people, you can also juice things that are warm or hot even. That's a completely different approach. But you have to know what you're doing, lest your machine, like, explode on you. We'll find out about that, too. But you can make that call now, especially for those of you, again, who want to give this as a gift to someone elsewhere in the country, or those of you who, well, let's say for a wedding gift, you know. In the old days, it was the Hamilton Beach blender. That's great. Thanks, Uncle Jimmy. That's my seventh Hamilton Beach blender of the afternoon, you know. Well, this is the new century, and I wonder how many of you delightful newlyweds have a juicer or two, or maybe even five. Uncle Billy's, the likes of Uncle Billy, the century may change, but he doesn't go away. So you may have that item, and you don't really know how to use it. You don't know what to do in it. Or maybe you gave somebody, maybe your Uncle Jimmy or Uncle Billy, and you gave someone that juicer, and you know that those damn kids, ain't doing nothing with it. They're probably out, you know, eating at restaurants all the time. Well, send them this book and tell them, listen, kids, the honeymoon is over.
Get them back into the kitchen.
Get them into the kitchen. Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen. You want to cook? Well, you got to do it in both rooms at the same time. I'm sorry. 212-209-2950. Again, The Joy of Juicing, the new book, completely new. Gary Null with Shelley Null, or Shelley Null with Gary Null, the two of them working together, father and daughter in tandem, once again reunited. $75 pledge, and you will get that. We'll be winging it to you on the other side of this drive, which will end on the 5th of June, on the other side of Memorial Day, on this first day of our fundraising adventure here at WBAI.
So that number to call, once again, is 212-209-2950, and we're moving very, very well at this point for the first day, the first afternoon of fundraising here. So we're asking you, to go to your phones, to make the call, to pledge to the station, to pledge to Natural Living with Gary Null as we move through this first afternoon of fundraising here at WBAI. 212-209-2950. That's the number to call. You can use your Visa, your MasterCard, or American Express. And as 12 people are calling right now, there is room for you. We can accommodate about 14, 15 15 of you. It'll be quite busy in there, but please, if no one is picking up the phone right away, just give them a minute, call back, and make your pledge. $50
That's right.
is the regular subscription to the station, by the way, and $25 if you're a student or senior citizen, you can pledge to the station. But if you would like to get the book, the brand new book, The Joy of Juicing by Gary Null and Shelley Null, it's yours for a pledge of $75 by calling 212-209-2950.
And, of course, the folks will get to you if you're calling and you've not yet been picked up. They will get to you. And you can use the plastic if you have it, MasterCard, Visa, or American Express. The Uncle Billy's and the Uncle Jimmy's out there, you can call in. You know, as we make the turn into a new century, you're getting the juicer instead of the blender, but you're teaching them how to use it. You know, at the turn of the last century, the Uncle Jimmy's and the Uncle Billy's of that era, let's say 1899, you know, it was just a spoon. Imagine that.
Yeah, how
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, The Joy of Spooning would have been the book a century ago, but we are in The Joy of Juicing. And again, to just lay this out, this is we're not just talking about smoothies and frappes and whatnot, although there are a great many of them in this recipe book. There is there are recipes for soups, there are recipes for juices, for dessert, cakes, probably custards in there, and a whole range of healthful juices. And this is not just, you know, for the pleasure of having something that's beautifully made and that is quote-unquote healthy for you. This is a step beyond that in terms of what the health impact of these various dishes and drinks are. Every item in the mix, whether we're talking about a smoothie for a child or a brain juice or a wake-up juice such as Gary has put together or the salad dressings, etc., every item in there has been chosen specifically so that it can work to bolster your immune system, to cleanse various parts of your body. You can find a specific juice to deal with a specific organ. To deal with the liver, to deal with, I think he said, certainly the digestive system to settle the stomach. No more Tums, you know, that era is now over. There's a juice that can do it. Also juices that can help you to relax and de-stress and can also fire you up. After a very, very long day, if you need extra energy or you need to kick it in gear, there's information on that in there as well. Again, $75 pledge, our number 212-209-2950. When Gary gets back, he's just making his links to his next set of guests. We'll be going back to an uninterrupted half hour, maybe even more, of programming. And we'll be getting that to you directly as soon as we're ready to go on the in the other studio.
And then we'll be coming back here again asking for your support to this radio station.
What are we up to?
Well, we do have a bit of tally lag. As you can hear, the phones are ringing. There are about 15 calls coming in right now. So there is we're at about $2,000 from whence the break just started, the additional fundraising started. So we're well beyond that. We do know that. But there is still some phone lines available that you can get to, that you can get through to, and call us at 212-209-2950 and pledge for this brand new book, The Joy of Juicing with Gary Null, by Gary Null and Shelley Null, for a pledge of just $75. Again, the $50 subscription rate is the regular subscription to WBAI, or $25 if you're a student or a senior. But if you're interested in this book, as Gary has been talking about for the past 20 minutes, The Joy of Juicing, please do call now at 212-209-2950 and be patient as we make our way to pick up your call and take your pledges.
All right, and it's now 1:31 in the afternoon. This is WBAI New York, non-commercial radio from the Big Apple. Juiceable item, that Big Apple. 212-209-2950. Normally at this time on a Wednesday, you would be listening to Armand DeMille with The Positive Mind. Armand will be back. He'll be doing some very important fundraising specials next week. Gary will be running long through this week and through much of next week.
Yeah.
So we want to welcome the Positive Mind audience aboard on this. on this program. We'll be going until just about 3 o'clock. Talkback will begin promptly at 3. Hugh Hamilton and his very special author guest will be here, take you through into the afternoon. Michio Kaku will be here after the news, special edition of Explorations from 7 until 10 p.m. Then Janet Coleman, David Dozer, the Obies, and two Janis Joplins will all come together to celebrate Cat Radio Cafe at about 10 p.m. this evening to sort of bring to the end our first day of fundraising. So excitement aplenty. 212-209-2950. And if the phone line is not being picked up, if you're calling and calling and it's not being picked up, just hang on. They will get to you. If it's been ringing for 4 minutes or so and no one has picked it up, you may want to just hang up and re-ring, because these lines...
There we go.
These lines pick up from the top down. So there are open lines with people sitting behind them at this point in the tally room if you want to make that call.
I'm going to be trying to get my guest up in the next minute or two.
Okay.
And then we'll be going back to the produced portion, the second half of Natural Living with Gary Noll. But we still have some, we have some open lines right now for you. We have about 5 or 6 open lines. Those of you who have yet to make your pledges to WBAI, your pledges to Natural Living, we know this is, you know, around lunchtime. And if you have been listening for the past 20 minutes and was listening to Gary describe some of the dishes, some of the entrees, some of the desserts, some of the smoothies, you know, may think that this is something that I might want to have, might want to use with my juicer. So give us a call. What you would be doing is getting the book, The Joy of Juicing, and supporting WBAI and Natural Living as well. 212-209-2950. This is the first day of our spring fundraising drive here at WBAI. This is 99.5 FM listener-sponsored radio. And we encourage you to call and make good on those calls of support, those pledges to WBAI.
That's right. And we'd also like to thank, I guess it's Penguin Putnam, who are the publishers of this book. And again, this book is not yet out, The Joy of Juicing. This brand new edition is not yet out. And I don't know the official release date for it, but the books are ready. The books are ready, and we shall be getting them in, and we shall be getting them out to you on the other side of the drive. So we're looking to unleash these in the first week or two of June. That's the hope, anyway.
What's nice is the publisher made an exception in that it's very hard for a publisher to do a special advanced edition because they generally have a general distribution pattern. But I told them I wanted it available for the non-commercial radio stations. And so we're getting ours out before it's generally distributed, which is nice. So at least people do have an advantage in that respect to getting something. It's like seeing a movie before it hits the general screens. They're expecting this to be a big hit, and thus far on PFW yesterday, it broke all records in the history of PFW. I mean, including my own records for going clear back. And so people are interested in this. This is a topic that people are interested in because it's easy. There's nothing hard about it. I had to take into account that not everybody likes to cook, so that's it.
Okay, so for the last time, and remember, folks, as we go back to regular segment broadcasting, a good 30 minutes, Gary, with his guests on Natural Living, which normally, by the way, you can hear on these airwaves, WBAI from noon to 1. As we go back into the produced portion of the program, you can still make that call. If you were trying to get through and couldn't get someone to pick up your call, couldn't get an open line, this is the time to do it at this point, because we will not be pitching at you as we go back. That's beautiful to see. Thank you for those 5 people who are coming aboard right now.
Great.
Again, a $75 pledge to this radio station, and you will get the new book pre-release copy, The Joy of Juicing, The Joy of Juicing from Gary Noll and Shelley Noll, brand new. You may recognize the title, but that was a completely different project from 6 years ago or so. So this is something really new, accessible to all, special sections for, juices for young people, dessert, how to use the juicer for
breakfast.
Dessert, for breakfast, the brain juice. I gotta find out how that's done. I gotta know. 212-209-2950. 8 people on the line. Again, we can take a capacity of about 15. right now with the good folks in the Tally Room who have been fed by Michael J. Who fed
East of 8th.
East of 8th.
East of 8th. They're located at 254 West 23rd Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. And we thank them. So thank you, Mickey, and thank you all at East of 8th, the restaurant that has fed the volunteers and staff here at WBAI. And we do appreciate all of the efforts, certainly, of Janet Coleman for getting this together with all of the lunches and dinners that are provided for our volunteers and staff here. A nice guy, Eddie's, will be providing a dinner for the staff and volunteers here at WBAI, and we'll thank them later on in the afternoon. But right now,
okay,
take this opportunity to make this final pledge as we go back to the produced portion of Natural Living with Gary Null. 212-209-2950. Use the plastic, please do, if you have that, Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. 212-209-2950. And all we need to find out, I guess it would be the midpoint break. Is that not right, Gary?
Yeah, well, we do have... we ran a little over with the first guest, mm-hmm. so this segment's going to be about 15 minutes long, and then that finishes that segment of the show,
okay.
And that brings it to the end. Then, by the way, I am going to be taking open calls today. I did that all night long on Roy of Hollywood, and it was really enjoyable, because, again, you get to see the issues that are important to people. I hope that those of you who have not been made aware that this coming Monday... I will be leading a demonstration to protest forced electroconvulsive therapy and some of the medications given in psychiatric hospitals. We're going to be doing that at 120 Broadway in Lower Manhattan in front of Attorney General Spitzer's office. And I got calls yesterday from at least 15 psychiatrists who wanted to come. It's interesting. It's all over the country now. I've got people coming from L.A., people from Washington, D.C. who've emailed me. So there is an interest in seeing that this changes, that we start to rein in some of these excesses within psychiatry. And this is one thing we can do. And if you've never gone to a demonstration, if you've never been to a rally to support change, this is an opportunity to do so, because the intent is to see that legislation comes from this that helps protect our rights. It's just the first step in what will be a long and concerted effort to change how we view psychiatry and its treatment of us. So that's there, and I hope you can join us. I'll be giving testimony this Friday on this very same topic in order to try to change the laws. And I have finished as of today. My research report is finished. Needless to say, I will not be going out in front of a group of people just with passion. I'll be going out with facts. I'll be disseminating those facts and those white papers to the crowd so that you will, in turn, have something that you can then use as a science-based argument against electroconvulsive therapy. And there's nothing quite as powerful as having a document from their own journals that challenges them in what they do. So it's not you on the outside. It's you who have their material challenging them. So that's coming up on Monday, and a lot of activists are going to be there. A lot of people who've been abused and hurt by psychiatry will be there, including former Office of Mental Health employees will be there. And so please come, if you can, and join in. So often people find every reason and excuse in the world not to address these issues, and I think it's important that we start to connect with other people's plights and other people's problems, not just our own. That said, let's start to go back to the program. Do we have a count of how many people have called in?
No, we don't. At this point, it's been so busy back there that the good folks in Tally have not been able, you know, they've rung up a few thousand dollars so far for this break, but I'm sure that that number is significantly higher. If we have a chance, Michael G. and I will try to take a jaunt of honor, if not a walk of honor. We'll take a jaunt of honor before this is all over and give some thanks by name over the air. Pace is good. The pace is very good, and this is exactly what we've been hoping to see from this mid-afternoon audience now. This is great to see, and we want to keep that ball rolling.
And we will we'll give you an update as to the number of pledges that have come in. At the other side of this 15 minutes of produced radio, as you had just said, we went long on the first segment. So we're going to just bring you about 15 minutes and conclude this hour. You are tuned to WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored commercial-free community radio at 99.5 FM. We go back at 1:41 to Natural Living with Gary Null.
I'd like to welcome you back. For those of you who've just joined us, I'm Gary Null. We're talking about forced psychiatry in this segment. Dr. Seth Farber is the guest. Dr. Farber earned his doctorate in psychology and is practicing and counseling in New York City. He is also executive director of the Network Against Coercive Psychiatry. He has written numerous articles in peer-reviewed journals as well as mainstream media. He is the author of the book Madness, Heresy, and the Rumor of Angels. Nice to have you with us again, Seth.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
Seth, what do you think of the Paul Henry Thomas case? And do you believe that there are any arguments, moral or legal, to be made for his treatment?
Well, first, that I agree with you. Electroshock is a form of torture, and the therapeutic effect that is produced, the seemingly therapeutic from electroshock, as a result of the euphoria and the denial and the state of confusion that results from any kind of injury to the brain. I'm sure you've said that numerous times. Peter Bragan has said it. You may be interested to know that Harold Sackheim himself, who's one of the major proponents, the biggest proponents of electroshock, had said it, even though he's going around denying it since it. But he said the ECT induced seizure, like spontaneous generalized seizures in epileptics and most acute brain injury and head trauma, results in a variable curative disorientation. Patients may not know their names, their ages, etc. One of the things that Paul Henry, who was being subjected to involuntary electroshock, has complained about is that it's frightening. Well, it is frightening, and we don't need only Paul Henry's testimony for that. We can find it from, once again, one of the other main biggest promoters of electroshock, Lothar Kalinowski, who has described that even with the newest electroshock, which came about in the 60s, that there is still the fear, and the fear increases with each subsequent treatment. The fear seems to be a result, I'm quoting him, of the unpleasant experience of waking up after the treatment and not knowing who he is or where he is. So the days of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest are back upon us. But now, even if it was a legitimate treatment, there could not be a case to be made for involuntarily subjecting to someone to such a treatment. And in fact, the psychiatrist who went into the courtroom did not make a case. I mean, essentially what they said it's reminiscent of the Inquisition and the burning of witches, because Paul Henry's crime, for which he's been deprived of his right to choose his own medical treatment, is that he doesn't agree with the psychiatrist. And numerous laws and numerous judges hearings and the Constitution and the interpretation of the Constitution is that the patient has a right to choose his own kind of treatment, even if he disagrees with the psychiatrist, if he's competent. And according to the New York state law, even if he's mentally ill, he can be competent. And that's the thrust of most laws. Even a so-called mentally ill person can be competent. And what the psychiatrists in the courtroom, where they were petitioning the judge to be able to force this man who's went through 40 electroshocks, and each one becomes more terrifying, in the words of Kalinowski himself. Each one delivers a shock to the brain. For if one had received in any other manner, one would be taken and put in the acute care section of the emergency room in the hospital. His crime is that he says he doesn't want electroshock, and that he doesn't have "quote unquote" insight into his illness. To take one of the statements made by his treating psychiatrist that exemplifies what this is really all about. He said in the hearing before the judge about Paul Henry, "Even when we tell him he is improved, he never accepted the fact that he had any benefits from it, it being ECT." As long as he disagrees with them, in their mind, he is ipso facto incompetent and has no right to make his own decisions about his medical treatment, which is a violation of the constitutionally guaranteed right to liberty.
Since you became an activist against the mental health system 15 years ago, how have you seen the system evolve?
Well, I never, as much as I was protesting then, I didn't, at the what I felt were some of the crimes of psychiatry, particularly the kinds of things done to mental patients, I didn't foresee a day when approximately 10% of the school-age males would be put on a amphetamine-like drug, Ritalin. I didn't foresee that to borrow Peter Bragan's terms, psychiatric pharmaceutical complex would become so powerful that it would reach into almost every cranny and nook of American life and try to turn everyone into patients. I was working in the mid-80s, just finished my doctorate in a clinic down on the Lower East Side. And I must admit, even then, I was protesting. I got in trouble at that one clinic. There was a person who came to see me who was shy, and they said he had an avoidant personality disorder and a major depression. Since I was his treating counselor, not his psychiatrist, I had some power until they fired me. Actually, that was a postdoctoral internship, but anyway, I was asked to leave. I actually managed, just by convincing him that he was shy, that there was nothing wrong with him, to solve the problem. And when he left, I had only seen him for a few months. There was another problem that my supervisor had. I was breaking one of the dogmas, the rules of orthodoxy, that you're supposed to see someone at least every week, and that and by minimizing his illness rather than inflating his illness, to quote Thomas, to use Thomas Sowell's phrase, illness inflation, I was breaking their rules. And of course, one could see the economic reasons behind the whole system functions to inflate illness, to make everything, to make the glass of water seem half empty. So they didn't want, instead of considering me successful as a therapist, when Adam, his name was, left and his symptoms, his unhappiness, his shyness was no longer there. He was content with his life. That was said to be a failure, and I was asked to leave. But at that time, I then got a job working in a family therapy clinic, and I was optimistic because I studied with some of the leading family therapists. Jay Haley was a man, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's on Peter Bragan's advisory board. He's one of the leading family therapists and completely against the treatment of so-called schizophrenics with so-called antipsychotic drugs. And he successfully helped schizophrenics adjust to life. He wrote a book on it called Leaving Home. I thought that the family therapy movement was going to rival the psychiatry movement and provide an alternative to people with what is deemed serious mental disorders. based not on telling them you have a serious chronic illness for which you'll never get better, and you have to take these drugs that make you feel worse, but you're going through a spiritual crisis, and it's time, and you have to go back and lead a, go back into the world, go back to work, go back to school. I learned at any rate, but the family therapist, although they made Jay Haley and Salvador Mnuchin's icons in the field, they went the way of biopsychiatry, as so many of the other people I worked with did also. The pharmaceutical companies bought them out. They bought their body, mind, and soul of psychiatry, and psychiatry that that showed some humanitarian tendencies emerging in the 60s, some willingness to renounce the ways of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, sold its soul to the devil, and part of that Faustian bargain with the pharmaceutical companies that made it rich and powerful psychiatry, and the mental health, other mental health professionals, psychologists and social workers went along with it. Part of it is that you stop helping people to get better and to function as like normal human beings do, but you turn them into lifelong drug addicts who can't function without their psychiatric drug. And if they happen to be labeled schizophrenic, they can't function at all because you put them away in a halfway house or a no longer a state mental hospital. They have little small mini hospitals that they keep them in, halfway houses and residential homes where they're drugged into zombies. So the system has gotten worse. The fact that it's proven worse now is that the days of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest are back, with the case of Paul Henry, a man who was dragged screaming into the room and forced to have electroshock. And the psychiatrists said, well, why is he incompetent, the judge asked. And they said, well, he disagrees with us. He doesn't think he needs electroshock.
I don't know
if I answered that question.
Yeah, but. No, you did, Seth. Thank you. There is now a movement for psychologists to be able to offer certain prescription medications, primarily the tranquilizers, to their patients.
Yeah.
That is being motivated very strongly by the pharmaceutical industry. It gives them another several hundred thousand people who can write prescriptions.
Yeah. And I believe the American Psychological Association endorses that. They want the right to that's part of the Faustian bargain. They want the right, the power to get the money. And by the way, as you know, there are many perks, not only of writing prescriptions, but they'll get the same kind of courtship and romancing by the pharmaceutical companies. Trips to the Bahamas, conferences to the Bahamas. You know, they don't go to these conferences on how to give prescribed psychiatric drugs in, you know, in Detroit or Harlem. They take them off to luxury places, and they stay in fancy hotels and stay in the swimming pools. There are numerous articles. There was an article I read about that in New York Magazine a year ago. The degree to which the pharmaceutical companies go to win over the psychiatrists to get them to prescribe their drug. Now psychologists can get into the game too.
Makes it a very crowded playing field.
Yeah.
We only have about a minute left. You coined the term psychopharm industrial complex.
Well, I got that from Peter Bragan, I must admit.
Okay. And you also say that psychiatrists are, quote, government-licensed drug pushers.
That I didn't get from Peter Bragan, that I coined, yeah.
How do you feel about Harper versus the state of Texas?
Well, the thing about Harper, even though it was an ambiguous decision, but one thing that they did, even though in practice it had bad effects, but one thing they did is they affirmed the right of the individual, every individual, even a mentally ill individual, to make his own decision. They said that the court, the majority of the court, said that the person had a liberty right under the 14th Amendment. It was his constitutional right to resist the forced involuntary administration of psychiatric drugs. Now, there were problems with that Harper decision, but the Supreme Court has continued to hold that that's a violation of an individual's rights to force drugs upon him, and that unless there's an overriding state interest, of course.
Seth,
yeah.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your concerns and your insights. Seth Farber, a psychologist, author of Madness, Heresy, and the Rumor of Angels. And he also has a webpage, www.sethfarber.com, S-E-T-H-A-F-A-R-B-E-R, Sethfarber, one word, .com. Thank you very much. Well, that brings up the end of another program. If you'd like a tape of today's show, just write down the number, 2760, a continuation of our series on abuses in psychiatry. Thank you for listening.
And we're back in Master Control. Myself, Michael G. Haskins, Matthew Finch, and Gary Noll will be joining us as well. I know he has a whole lot more to tell us about his new book, The Joy of Juicing, along with his daughter, Shelley Noll, has produced this book, and it's brand new. It's out for us before it has been released in publishing. We've gotten it. Gary made some arrangements so that we could have that book straight away. So we're offering it for a pledge of $75. Those of you who are listening to this broadcast, who have listened in the past, who have not pledged in the past, but now you can take this opportunity to pledge to the station and to Natural Living. 212-209-2950. Gary's going to be with us until about 2:30 this afternoon. And then we'll be doing some other programming. 3 o'clock, we'll be having a talkback special with Hugh Hamilton, taking us up till 6 o'clock, till news time. And then Dr. Michio Kaku at 7 p.m., an exploration special carrying us throughout the evening. So now is the time to call and make your pledges of support. We have some open lines. You can call at 212-209-2950. Make your pledge of support to WBAI and to Natural Living.
And we have three people on the line again. We have a full complement of folks in the tally room, so we can take, well, let's say about 10 more of you if you want to call in right now. The Joy of Juicing, the new book, the old title, but a brand new book from top to bottom from Gary Noll and Shelley Noll, is the top premium that we're speaking about this afternoon. And that book, which is chock full of various recipes for juices, for sauces, for dressings, for desserts, frappes, and all the rest, chosen and designed specifically with the idea of making you a more healthy person in mind. Every herb, every botanical, every item in there is chosen for its effects upon the body. This is not just the pleasure of consistency here. This is the consistency of your health that this book is about. That entire book, that entire effort is available to you with our thanks. For those of you who want to pledge at the $75 plateau, if you simply want to become a member of this radio station, that is a $50 pledge, and that's especially important for those of you relatively new listeners to this broadcast and this station. Normally at this time, 2 o'clock, you'd be listening to the end of The Positive Mind and the commencement of some public affairs programming. All that will be back in its regular slot in June, but we are in day one of our spring Run for the Roses here, a spring membership drive. Thank you for that fifth call. We can take 6, 7, 8 more of you right now. Gary is with us for a good chunk of the next hour, and Talkback comes along at 3.
So take that moment to call us and make your pledge of support to the station. You know, Matthew, generally in a perfect world, we would not have to do this. Is that not right?
Since when have you seen a perfect world?
Well, never.
Yes.
But I'm saying, you know, in terms of public radio, commercial free radio, if things were as they should be, I'm talking about in general, we would be able to just take, you know, a break during the day and, say, support the radio station. Mm-hmm. Folks would call in, and then that would be that. Then the bills would be paid, and we could continue what we would have to do. But that is not the case. Only 1 in 10 of you call. If we could make it 2 in 10, that would help us greatly in our efforts here this afternoon and throughout this drive, this spring fundraising drive. 212-209-2950. The premium that we're offering this afternoon is The Joy of Juicing by Gary Null and Shelley Null, and he talked a little bit about that, well, actually not a little bit, somewhat length about the brand new book, The Joy of Juicing. So if you have your Visa, your MasterCard, or your American Express handy, you can pledge, call the station, and take out a subscription. With each book that you get, The Joy of Juicing, you get your membership to WBAI.
And 212. They're all different.
Mm-hmm. All, say again?
They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
They're all original. I didn't mention, by the way, some of the original main courses. And I took into consideration that there are many people who are single. Almost everything in our society is pretty much geared towards being a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an awful lot of people, young and older,
right,
who live alone. Sure. By choice. Many times, not otherwise. But what do they eat? Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes a person just gets depressed. I know one person, a buddy of mine, I cannot remember him ever making anything in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Every single thing he eats, eats out. And, of course, when I explained to him about all the dirtiness in restaurants and lack of hygiene, he kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, well, what are you going to do? I said, well, what you can do is start to prepare things for yourself. Well, he says he doesn't know how to do any of this stuff. It's too much of a hassle. I could understand that if you're absolutely not familiar with this and you've always had someone else preparing your food, that suddenly to be forced into doing something and even do it creatively, even the people I do know who do eat at home occasionally, generally the food is very boring. So I'm suggesting that you can really make a difference. I give you a recipe, and every recipe I took into consideration, how would a single person make this? So I did this. I took the recipes, and I gave them to couples with families, with finicky eaters, single people who are not experienced at cooking, and I wanted them to give me feedback. And only when they could do every recipe effortlessly, then I said, okay, now we have a winner. That's a keeper. So that's how this went about. So then when you hear some of these dishes, keep in mind these are all easy to prepare. And let me just give you some of the more interesting. I won't go through all of them, but I'll give you some of the more interesting main dishes. Fettuccine with pesto and tomatoes. Mushroom lasagna. And mind you, you can use rice. You can use Parmesan cheese made from rice or soy. You can use ricotta cheese made from rice. So nothing in here is unhealthy. It's all healthy, but you won't know that because once you add in the broccoli florets and the sliced mushrooms, and I give you an original recipe for a zesty tomato sauce and the whole grain lasagna noodles, you're going to love this. And then Italian, zesty Italian pizza. This was a difficult one because Americans are addicted to pizza. In fact, it's the grilled cheese sandwich is the number one selling item in America, or made item in America. Pizza's right behind it. More people eat pizzas than hamburgers. But a pizza's not healthy. Aside from burning the roof of your mouth, pizzas have, you know, you eat one of those, and next day you look like a little you know, a running faucet of mucus comes out of all the orifices. Kind of gross. They're used to... I'll never will forget this. In high school, I was very shy. And you may not think, well, that's possible to say because I'm in the public eye. But people don't realize probably 80% of my time I just spend alone. I do my reading and writing and research. And in high school, I was very quiet. I was an athlete, you know, you joke on the field or in the basketball court or wherever. And so a buddy of mine fixed me up with this tremendously interesting, very outgoing, very vivacious cheerleader. And on our first date, and of course we double dated because I didn't have enough money for a car ride. And I never will forget, she ordered a Sloppy Joe, and I'm thinking, how much money is a Sloppy Joe? It's like the most expensive thing on the menu. And I'm sitting there with like $1.50, and I think it costs more than that. And as she was talking, mucus was in between her teeth, and it was going boing, boing. All I could do is like my eyes were just zoop right on that. I thought, okay, how do I get out of this? No way am I going to kiss this person. No way. You could break my arm. I wouldn't do that. I managed to get out of that. And I was thinking, one of the grossest things is this, all this excess mucus. Well, smokers always almost have all that little bubbly mucus in their mouth. But a lot of people have that mucus and don't realize that's from dairy. And you get rid of that mucus, your eyes don't get that puffiness. Your discoloration around your eyes clears up. Your postnasal drip will frequently clear up. For children, bedwetting clears up and ear infections clear up. And bloating in adults clear up. So when you're eating a pizza, you're eating wheat, which is like gluten, and that is like a glue, and it's one of the worst because it's so highly processed. There's absolutely no redeeming value in it nutritionally. And when that goes into your stomach, it goes in as a gel almost, a paste, and it just pastes up all those villi in the intestine so you don't benefit from the nutrients in a regular meal. And then you got the dairy and the cheese, and frequently people have some kind of dead rotting meat like a pepperoni on it. And you get more nourishment sucking a curb at Times Square than eating a pizza. And so I thought, well, how do I make a pizza that smells, tastes as good, but has nothing wrong with it? That's actually healing. But that is what exactly Shelley, my daughter, prepared. And it's a winner. Absolute drop-dead winner. If you're allergic to wheat and dairy, no problem. If you want something that's healthy, but also something you can serve to kids and family, you can do this. That's part of the joy of this. The mushroom broccoli quiche. Again, the non-dairy quiche. Spicy Texas chili. Curried red lentil stew. For lunch, lentil burgers. Have all kinds of mate paneer. And stir-fried broccoli with tempeh and lemon threads and scalloped autumn vegetables and zesty cauliflower with garlic and tahini and peas pilau with cinnamon and Japanese rice with shiitake mushrooms. Got all kinds of dishes and plenty more. Now, let's say that you want to know, gee, I don't know what this ingredient is. Why did you put turmeric in here? Well, you'll go to the back and I have a glossary that explains what that is. And sweet rice vinegar. And I explain what that is. And tempeh and tamari and all these things that you wouldn't know, like radicchio and saffron threads and all kinds of seeds. So I give you a whole glossary in the back so you actually understand what it is that you're eating and why. So it's a vegetarian's vocabulary in the back. As well. So you're getting juices to clean, to rebalance, detoxify, stimulate, heal, purge the system. And I know a lot of people in this audience, including a lot of people in the sport group, the weak link has been the juicing. Now you can juice with a blender. And it can be absolutely drop-dead delicious. All of them, in fact, are good. And are hard to make something like a deep sea juice tasty. And yet, even with wakame, kombu, dulse, chopped arugula, chopped red leaf lettuce, chopped romaine lettuce, cored and apples. This tastes great. Kids will like this. We've tested it. And for cucumber, lime, and kiwi divine, it again, I use something that disguises taste. So everything is meant to taste good. So for finicky people who would turn up their nose at something that's really healthy, now ask them. Say, try it and see what you think. And then let them give you the feedback. The feedback has been right across the board for the final selection, all winners. And we just kept doing it until we did it right. Mind you, I never just create a recipe and it's perfect. I have to work on it, work on it, work on it, work on it. And then one day, it's good. It's as good as I can make it. And I'm very, I'm very critical of recipes, and that's why I'm always trying to make something better and more unique. And now you get all the benefit and the joy of juicing. All you have to do is call the station. It's an inexpensive premium. If you consider some of our premiums that have been offered in the station, have been $150, $200.
That's correct.
And this is one of the less expensive ones we've ever offered. And it helps the station, and that's part of the object of this exercise. Let's face it, I would much rather do just programming. I'm sure you would like to hear nothing but programming, but we have to be realistic because we are not commercial, because we don't have that, you know, endowments and large amounts given by individuals. We have no choice, which is kind of interesting. Think of it this way. Think of all the people who listen to BAI who are liberal. By the way, conservatives also listen. I have a lot of conservatives in this audience who listen, who are successful. Isn't it interesting the amount of money that they give to major foundations like American Cancer Society and don't give it to non-commercial radio? And yet when I go around the country, I'll go to a little tiny PBS station, Chattanooga, Tennessee. No one ever goes there. They have a tiny little budget. So I go into Chattanooga, and they have this humongous studio. It's really beautiful. And yet, the amount of money they want us to raise for the entire day is like $3,000. And it doesn't make sense. It's like saying, here's the Taj Mahal, and we have a cleaning bill of $100. Well, how are you going to clean it for $100? And then I go down to Panama City, Florida, one of the largest PBS stations in the United States. It's bigger than any NBC, ABC, and CBS station I've ever been in. And it is tiny. The same thing with Charlotte, North Carolina. Humongous station. So I asked him, I said, you're bigger. Your studios are bigger than Channel 13 in New York City. And about five times the size of Channel 21. And yet your budget is tiny. And they said because, and this is true across the country, wealthy individual donors want to do something for the community. So they take it out of their pocket, $10, $20, $30 million, and they build this facility. And the trouble is once they build it, they don't fund it. But they get the benefit of having something there. BAI, on the other hand, has never had anyone like that, in my memory, that comes forward and says, you know, hey, it's tax deductible. I'm going to give the money away somewhere so I can take advantage of the tax deduction. And of all the places I know, you'll do more with this money to stretch it and to have a value for its presence than anywhere else and give it. I wish we did have that, but we don't. And it's always interesting when I see all these people spending so much, none of it goes towards BAI. So we ask the average person, frequently the majority of people at some pledges have been people on limited incomes, even Social Security. They keep coming to bat time after time after time. And one of my friends who is very wealthy, and I asked him, I said, you know, you talk about going to Cuba and helping the brigades and come up with a donation, you know, and really help us. You can lessen the efforts of the drive. You can shorten the drive. In fact, at PFW in Washington, which, by the way, you can hear my live daily show. I do a second show every day in Washington from 3 to 4. They have an internet service that you can hear it. I don't know what it is now. I think it's WPFW.org. I'm not sure.
In all likelihood,
I would think, yeah. Yes.
At WPFW.org. It's WPFW.org at 3 o'clock. I'll be on there today at 3 o'clock. When they reach their goal, they stop the drive. And all the time, they're stopping short. They have outstanding programming down there. Someone came up to me once, about 3 weeks ago, and said, you're on PFW? I said, yeah. They said, they don't have enough minority programming. I said, what? It's all music. I said, they've got 50 hours of talk on there on minority issues. In fact, they've got more than that. And every one of their music programs also is a minority music program. People talk without knowing the facts all the time. This is a very responsive station to the minority interests within the city, and we keep, and I don't think we've ever gone 3 weeks there, but we do it, and they have the same difficulty raising funds as everyone else. So let's see if we can have someone in the audience who has the extra resources to support the station with an extra pledge, if you can, or even to give a pledge in someone else's name. As a gift to them, that would also help. So it's the joy of juicing. I've got 14 more minutes before I have to go on and prepare for my PFW show. And so give a call now. You're going to get something you don't have, haven't had, but everyone needs. And stop and think of it this way. How many of you listening have had moments when you wished you could just relax and you didn't know what to do? So you either drank, or you took a drug, or you took a tranquilizer, or a sleeping pill. Or you just stayed wound up. Now you can go to page 40. Two separate juices, and they will both be able to help you relax. Because they're not just juices. I also put herbs in, like kava and chamomile and ginger. Do you know apples have tranquilizing agents? And valerian. And things you can get to make a difference. So that's just one of them. And then how many people have fatigue? Go to page 21 and make the fatigue buster. And it gives you energy. And you just keep going. And it also helps your immune system. So that's what the book is. Okay. The Joy of Juicing.